That countdown clock for the draft continues to tick down because it is almost here. Thursday night, it will be a scene. Let's bring in Terry Rattigan, chair of the Detroit Sports Organizing Corporation. Good morning, Terry.
Morning, Jamie.
How do you feel? I mean, after months and years almost of working on this, it's almost here.
It's really here. We had a great day yesterday at the Corner Ballpark, PALS headquarters. And Mayor Duggan officially kicked off draft week. It was an event called the Community Impact Draft, where money was given away to numerous nonprofit organizations around our city. And it was just so rewarding. And there was such a vibe and such an energy, and the sun was shining. And I'll tell you what, it felt like the culmination of a lot of hard work from a lot of people. And so we're so excited that we're here, and when that countdown clock you mentioned first was put in place, it had 742 days to go, and now we have three, and it's just amazing. So excited.
And Terry, you know, it's really a big deal that $1 million that was given in investments to these 30 nonprofits. And they span just about everything, education, sports, business. And it's one thing to what you could like take from the city. And I don't know if you necessarily want to put it that way, but you guys in the NFL gives back when they hit these cities and have these different events. They give back.
No doubt about it, Lloyd. And it's called Living Legacy is what we're calling it at the Sports Commission. So while the NFL always leaves behind some goodness and some philanthropic dollars and some activities, our town is different. In our NFL draft, Sports Organizing Commission really wanted to do something very purposeful and set aside the $1 million. We don't think another city has done that. We're not aware of it. The NFL said they're not aware of anyone who's dedicated this living legacy so that when the tents come down and the streets are no longer closed and the draft is a success, long after the draft, we'll have a real focus on literacy through our friends at Beyond Basics, and also a real focus on active play with the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation and an organization called Project Play. So it's getting kids out, getting them active, and then, of course, the critical literacy crisis that we find ourselves in is something we have to combat.
So it's a gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly right.
Well, yeah, when you think of the kids that will really benefit from this literacy effort and how that will be game-changing for them. But when you and I are in our rocking chairs 10 years from now, Terry, and sitting around complaining about the weather and hopefully savoring a Lions championship somewhere between now and then, what are we going to look back on about this week? And what do you think is you're going to be best your best memory? And saying this was the game changer,
right? I think it's going to be the number of minds that we changed. People that think they know Detroit, they're going to come here and they're going to be amazed at what has happened in our great city. And I'll tell you what, I've walked around the footprint. I've driven all of the highways over the last few days. Kudos to Mayor Duggan and to everyone else in the city who has done such a wonderful job of cleaning up and sprucing up. And it's just amazing. It's so beautiful. We've had, you know, a nice string of weather here that I think has helped green everything up, maybe more than it usually is at this time of year in Detroit. I think people are just going to be, we're going to look back and say that was the game changer, where people put aside their preconceived notions of what they think Detroit was and really change our image in a very positive way. And so I think that's really what we're talking about here.
There's a great article in the Free Press a couple days ago, just how this all came together with multiple letters of intent and everything to the NFL and when things were approved. So this has been going on for years. But one thing was constant. You guys wanted to have it in the downtown core, no exceptions.
Correct. We were all in Kansas City last year, and they did a wonderful job. But theirs was more like an amphitheater type of setup. And the downtown skyline was really the backdrop. And we were very, very purposeful in wanting to make certain that ours was very different. Ours was very Detroit. You think about that grit that became sort of a Lions moniker this year. You know, we're going to have this reverberating off the skyscrapers. We're going to have people looking down at the stage from their various offices. It's going to be a draft unlike any other. And I personally, I'm biased, but I think it's going to be the best NFL draft yet.
So in terms of what you would suggest, knowing everything that is going to be awaiting visitors, for those of us that grew up in Detroit or we've lived here for decades, what's the can't miss thing that we should come down and, you know, there may be folks saying, hey, well, I don't want to get into the crowds or things like that. But what's the one thing that we should sample since we're the hosts?
I think it's really about all 3 days. This is our opportunity to show the NFL just what Detroit is all about and how participatory we are and how supportive we are. So Thursday is going to be a madhouse. There's no doubt about it. But I don't want people to feel like they can't come down because it's spread throughout the city to Beacon Park and to Grand Circus Park and Eastern Market and even over in Corktown. So there's plenty of room. You might have to get creative on parking on Thursday and potentially Friday and use the queue line or use some of the shuttles that we have from River East, from Wayne State. So there's a lot of opportunities. Don't be afraid of the chaos. Don't be afraid of the parking. Don't be afraid of the traffic. Thursday is going to be off the hook. Friday, certainly with two more important rounds. And then Saturday starts at noon. So this is a real opportunity for families. Come on down. There's rounds 4 through 7. You get to find out who Mr. Irrelevant will be with the last pick in the draft and tons of activities for families really focused on kids. So I think really it's all about this is a 3-day experience. Let's spread it out over 3 days and don't be scared by any chaos, traffic or parking issues. We got you.
You think, Terry, that after this is all said and done, there'll be other cities who will host the NFL draft who say, man, you know, we want to do it like Detroit did?
I think so. Next year it's in Green Bay, which will be a totally different experience. They're going to have to do it right by Lambeau Field because they certainly...
And there's not really much around
not much
there.
Around there.
Been there.
So they're going to have a different experience. And then there are cities right now that are bidding for it actively. Jamie, you might know that Pittsburgh is actively seeking an NFL draft for 26 or 27. And so, I think they will look at ours. They'll learn from ours, just like we looked at Kansas City and Vegas and Nashville. But we really made it our own. We made it a Detroit thing.
Well, I think it's going to be fantastic. As you said, it is already here, but the main event starts on Thursday night, and we hope that, you know, people come back to Detroit after this to enjoy our wonderful city. So, Terry Radican, chair of the Detroit Sports Organizing Corporation, I can say congratulations already because you've done a great job.
And thank you.
Thank
yes,
you.
Sir.
Thank you all very much, and congratulations, Grandpa Guy.
No, thanks very much, little Sydney. Can't wait to meet her.
I love it. Thank you.
All right. So we'll, of course, continue to talk draft this week on JR Morning, but we're now going to switch gears to something important in the Michigan legislature. That's next on JR Morning.